Here is Coley Campbell. How was your summer? What?
It was wet. How did you call Stephen Kentel, the new sheriff?
I tried, but it didn't really work. Well, he's got this convoluted, you know, fake title, like player safety or whatever.
What's sheriff in French?
That's an excellent question. La police. That's all I know. So you like him? You sound like you're slagging him.
No, Steph's a good man. We broke a lot of bread during the summer. He was with us with the officials' negotiations and got to know Steph a little bit better. Hold up in those lawyers' rooms. Steph will do a good job. He's been with Brendan for a couple of years, and he's played a lot of hockey, so he'll have his fun with the GMs.
Did you ever suspend him?
Good question.
Thank you. That's what I do.
I can't remember. I know I did Brendan quite a bit, but if I did,
yeah,
I don't remember. But Brendan, I had quite a few memorable tiffs with Brendan while he was on the ice.
It's funny how you hockey guys all kind of stick together and you have very short memories. I guess because you've all been concussed so many times.
Yeah, I'm not in any of those groups yet that have laid the lawsuits.
You're not suing anybody?
That could be a slightly uncomfortable position for you, I guess, eh, Colt?
Yes, well, it'd
be career-threatening, Campbell.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting conversation at head office. So you spoke at length to the new hockey universe of Rogers et al. Yesterday, because we couldn't. You kept going long, apparently. What were you telling them down there at the new headquarters?
Like it's, you needed a huge ballroom, like Gord Cutler, and he's just been hiring all summer long. He picked up everybody that's ever been on TV in Canada this
pretty summer. Much. Yeah.
No, there's one notable exception to the list.
I won't ask who that is.
While you're talking to him. Can you imagine all these...
They had no money left for you.
Well, that's partly true. But can you imagine all these stiffs got jobs and they never even talked to me once about it? That's hard for me to understand.
You'd have to work at night.
Well, I didn't say I would take the job.
You'd have to work more than 3 hours a day.
It would have been nice. You know, it's nice
to leave this building.
Well, that's not happening. You think they knew that?
There's a whole bunch of small conditions there that we would not have accepted.
All right, so back to the story at hand.
Other than that.
So you were actually at this thing I didn't go to?
Yes, I was. We just kind of reviewed some changes, minor changes. There's 9 or 10 of them, and we always have to keep up with the coaches and players. Made some changes to face-offs.
Yeah, we went through them already.
Probably the biggest change is we'd like to attack diving / embellishment, and we're going to try it. We're going to do it on video review and find players when they dive and let the world know who the divers are. Hopefully we can at least reduce diving embellishment in our game. I know you're a big soccer fan, so
I love soccer.
You saw it in the World Cup, and we don't want to get to that level, and we're getting close.
Well, I also saw you eliminated the double Lutz from the shootout or penalty shot, right?
Yes, we did.
Even the single Lutz, yeah.
That's taken a while to do. I didn't think that was entertainment, and the managers agreed. I think it's unfair to do that against a goaltender in a shootout. There's enough. I think the shootout's enough entertainment in itself yet to allow a spinorama. And the other thing is that it's not a normal move. If you tried that in practice, I think that your goalie would break your ankle. So we finally got that out.
So,
I don't think anybody's going to cry.
So our friend Dave Andrews, who you well know, was on this program some time ago, and I guess it's now official. They're going to go to 7 minutes of overtime. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here anywhere.
Yep.
So it's 4-on-4 for the first 3 minutes of play, and then 3-on-3 for the rest of overtime. Is that, how am I doing?
Yes.
Okay. Is this one of those... the NHL wants to take a look at something a little different. You guys do this for a year, and then we'll come back and evaluate whether we want to do it?
Yeah, we've talked about that, Bob and Steven, for quite a few meetings, and we try a lot of rule changes first in the American Hockey League, and it'll be interesting to see And I think the point of the whole thing is, there is some appetite for the shootout, but we were going to too many shootouts, and there's a hope there that the game will end in overtime more than going to shootout. So that's the goal, and by going to 3-on-3, and we had it in one game this year. We didn't get a lot of chances, so what looks good on paper doesn't always look good and when you get to it, it's a real game. So we'll find out.
So how much of a difference, I'm not sure you can put a number on it, Coley, but how much of a difference would it have to make in those AHL games to convince you that this is the way to go?
I think, Stephen, we'd have to see at least a drop of at least 20 to 25% of games to go to shootout to do that.
Pretty significant then.
Yeah.
Well.
And there's a feeling, too, that the 3-on-3 would be exciting. I'm not so sure. We'll find out.
Well, maybe you can get those governors or whoever else is responsible for this to come to their senses and just say, to hell with this shootout stuff. Cause,
right.
You know, just get rid of it. You know, whatever. Like, play all night. Play 5 minutes and say it's a tie. Whatever. Anything is better than the shootout. And I'm happy it took the single Lutz out. But it's still more like a figure skating exhibition to me.
You're so grumpy.
Yeah,
what's
got into you today?
Well, it's so unlike him, Colin. Yeah.
Well, how is this any different from any other time you and I have talked? It's not much,
true.
Is it?
True.
Good point, isn't it? We're happy to have you back. We're happy you survived the summer, albeit all wet. And we'll look forward to chatting with you during the season as the situation arises. Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
The NFL's keeping you guys busy, so we're kind of happy when it's not. That's not in our lap.
The tension's off you guys for the moment, isn't it?
Isn't that the truth?
That's right.